here they are sitting in boardrooms across San Francisco and New York, congratulating themselves on cracking the code of Latin American payments. Visa just dropped $1.5 billion on two companies most of their shareholders have never heard of. NuPay and Prisma, local Argentine payment processors that handle everything from grocery store transactions to utility bills. The press release talks about strategic expansion and accelerating digital transformation. But here's what nobody's saying out loud. Visa is essentially betting that they can succeed where dozens of Silicon Valley darlings have failed spectacularly. They're walking into a market where inflation hit 50% in 2022, where regulatory frameworks change faster than most companies can adapt their compliance systems, and where the dominant player, Mercado Pago, already has the kind of ecosystem lock-in that makes Amazon look vulnerable. So the question isn't whether this deal makes sense on paper. The question is whether Visa understands something about Argentina that everyone else has missed, or whether they're about to learn a very expensive lesson about the difference between global reach and local dominance. Welcome back to Edge Capital Insights. I'm Sloan. Today we're going deep on Visa's $1.5 billion acquisition of NuPay and Prisma, marking the payment giant's first major technology integration play in Latin America. This matters right now because it represents a fundamental shift in how global payment networks think about emerging market penetration, not through partnership deals or licensing agreements, but through direct ownership of the infrastructure that actually moves money at the street level. Let me paint you a picture of what the payment landscape looked like in Argentina before this deal broke. For decades, cash was king in a way that would seem almost primitive to anyone who's lived through the contactless payment revolution in developed markets. We're talking about a country where, as recently as 2019, over 70% of all transactions were still happening in physical currency. ATM lines that stretched around city blocks weren't just a Friday evening inconvenience. They were a regular feature of daily life. But here's where the story gets interesting. Argentina wasn't digitizing slowly because its population was resistant to technology. They were digitizing slowly because the existing financial infrastructure was designed for a completely different economic reality. The banking system was built around peso stability that hadn't existed for decades. The regulatory framework was crafted for brick-and-mortar retail that was increasingly moving online. And the payment processors were optimized for transaction volumes that bore no resemblance to the explosive growth that was about to hit. Enter the pandemic, and everything changed overnight. Not gradually, overnight, suddenly, you had millions of Argentines who had never made a digital payment in their lives, downloading payment apps, setting up digital wallets, and figuring out how to pay for everything from coffee to rent without touching physical money. The numbers are staggering. Digital payment transaction volume jumped from roughly 2 billion transactions in 2019 to over 4 billion in 2021. That's not growth. That's a fundamental restructuring of how an entire economy moves money. This is where NuPay and Prisma enter the picture. These weren't Silicon Valley startups trying to disrupt traditional finance with blockchain solutions or artificial intelligence magic. They were local companies that understood something crucial. In Argentina, the path to payment digitization ran through solving very specific, very local problems. Inflation hedging, currency conversion optimization, regulatory compliance that could adapt to policy changes that happened not annually, not quarterly, but sometimes monthly. NuPay specialized in what they called hyperlocal payment orchestration. essentially building payment rails that could handle the complexity of Argentine commerce without breaking down every time the central bank tweaked interest rates or the Treasury Ministry updated. Tax collection procedures. Prisma took a different approach, focusing on merchant acquisition and building the point-of-sale infrastructure that could actually handle digital transactions at scale. Together, these two companies were processing approximately 60% of Argentina's rapidly expanding digital payment volume. Not 60% of online payments, 60% of all digital payments. Everything from e-commerce transactions to utility bill payments to peer-to-peer transfers. In a market where digital payment volume was growing at 45% year over year, that translates to serious money moving through serious infrastructure. But here's what most analysts missed when they first started covering this story. Visa wasn't just buying market share. They were buying institutional knowledge that you literally cannot acquire any other way. Understanding how to process payments during currency devaluation events. Knowing which regulatory relationships matter when compliance requirements shift. Having the technical infrastructure to handle transaction volume spikes that would crash most payment systems designed for stable economies. The broader context makes this even more significant. Visa's global payment transaction volume hit approximately $14 trillion in 2025. Sounds massive until you realize that Latin America, despite representing over 8% of global GDP, only accounted for about 8% of Visa's total revenue. That's a dramatic underperformance relative to economic size, and it reflects a fundamental challenge that Visa has been trying to solve for years. How do you scale global payment infrastructure in markets where local conditions require completely different approaches to transaction processing? The answer, apparently, is you stop trying to adapt your existing infrastructure and you start buying the infrastructure that's already adapted. That's exactly what this acquisition represents. Instead of spending years and potentially billions trying to build Argentina-specific payment capabilities from scratch, Visa is acquiring companies that already have those capabilities operational and profitable. Now let's talk about why this deal has some very smart people convinced that Visa just made one of the most strategically brilliant acquisitions in recent fintech history. The bull case here isn't just compelling. It's backed by numbers that make even skeptical analysts sit up and pay attention. Start with the market dynamics. Argentina's digital payment market isn't just growing, it's exploding in ways that create massive opportunities for companies positioned to capture that growth. We're looking at a market that expanded by 45% year over year in 2024 alone, with projections suggesting similar growth rates through at least 2027. But here's the crucial detail. This isn't speculative growth based on hopeful adoption curves. This is organic growth driven by fundamental economic forces that aren't going away. Argentine consumers and businesses are digitizing their payment behavior not because it's trendy, but because it's becoming essential for economic survival. When inflation hits 50% annually, the ability to process transactions quickly, track spending precisely, and hedge currency exposure through digital payment tools becomes a necessity, not a convenience. That creates the kind of sustained demand that supports long-term revenue growth regardless of broader economic cycles. The revenue math is straightforward and impressive. Goldman Sachs estimates that this acquisition will contribute over 10% to Visa's regional revenue growth over the next 3 years. In dollar terms, that translates to Visa's Latin American revenue share jumping from 8% to approximately 12% of total global revenue. On a $14 trillion global transaction volume base, even small percentage increases translate to billions in additional revenue. But the real upside isn't just market share expansion, it's margin optimization. NewPay and Prisma weren't just processing transactions. They were processing transactions profitably in a market that most international payment companies found too complex or too risky to enter directly. Their combined operations were generating approximately $500 million in annual revenue, with operating margins in the mid-20s. That's not just healthy profitability, that's best-in-class profitability for payment processing in emerging markets. Visa's acquisition effectively allows them to capture that profitability while leveraging their global scale to expand it. The integration creates opportunities for cross-selling Visa's premium services, things like fraud protection, analytics, and currency hedging tools, to NewPay and Prisma's existing merchant base. Morgan Stanley's analysis suggests these cross-selling opportunities alone could generate an additional $2 to $3 billion in revenue over the next 5 years. The strategic positioning is equally compelling. This acquisition doesn't just give Visa a foothold in Argentina, it gives them a proven playbook for emerging market expansion throughout Latin America. The technical infrastructure, regulatory expertise, and local market knowledge that NewPay and Prisma bring to the table aren't Argentina-specific. They're Latin America-specific, with applications in markets like Colombia, Peru, and Chile, where Visa faces similar challenges around local payment processing. There's also a defensive element to this deal that's worth understanding. Mercado Pago, backed by Mercado Libre, has been aggressively expanding throughout Latin America with a payment ecosystem that combines e-commerce, financial services, and payment processing into an integrated platform. Visa's acquisition of NewPay and Prisma isn't just about growth. It's about preventing Mercado Pago from establishing the kind of ecosystem dominance that could eventually marginalize traditional payment networks entirely. The timing is particularly advantageous. Argentine regulators have been actively encouraging foreign investment in fintech infrastructure as part of broader economic modernization efforts. The 2022 fintech law created a regulatory framework that's specifically designed to attract international payment companies while protecting local innovation. Visa's acquisition benefits from regulatory tailwinds that make integration easier and expansion more predictable than it would have been even 2 years ago. Historical precedent supports the bull case as well. When Visa acquired Yellow Pepper in 2019, a much smaller Latin American fintech company, the integration generated returns that exceeded initial projections by over 30%. Yellow Pepper's local expertise helped Visa expand into markets they had struggled to penetrate independently, creating a template for how strategic acquisitions can accelerate growth in complex emerging markets. The infrastructure advantage cannot be overstated. NewPay and Prisma have spent years building payment rails that can handle the specific challenges of Argentine commerce, currency volatility, regulatory complexity, and transaction volume spikes that would overwhelm most standard payment systems. That infrastructure becomes immediately available to Visa's global merchant network, creating opportunities for international businesses to expand into Argentine markets with payment processing capabilities that would otherwise take years to develop. From a capital allocation perspective, the $1.5 billion acquisition price represents approximately 3 years of current market revenue for Argentina's digital payment sector. That's actually conservative compared to similar fintech acquisitions, where purchase prices often represent 5 to 7 years of market revenue. Visa is essentially buying market leadership at a discount to what they would pay for similar assets in more mature markets. But let's be honest about what Visa is really walking into here. Because the bear case on this acquisition is substantial and backed by some very uncomfortable realities about doing business in Argentina. The skeptics aren't just being pessimistic. They're pointing to structural challenges that could turn this strategic coup into a very expensive lesson about the difference between regional expansion and regional domination. Start with the integration risks, which are massive and specific to this type of cross-border fintech acquisition. We're not talking about integrating typical payment processing systems here. We're talking about merging Visa's global infrastructure designed for stable currencies and predictable regulatory environments with local systems that were built specifically to handle economic volatility that would crash most international payment networks. The technical complexity alone represents a multi-year, multi-hundred-million-dollar challenge that could easily exceed initial projections. Consider what happened when PayPal tried to integrate with local payment processors in emerging markets. Their expansion into Turkey and several Latin American countries faced delays of 18 months or more, cost overruns that reached into the hundreds of millions, and ultimately delivered market penetration that fell short of projections by 30 to 40%. The fundamental issue wasn't technical competence. PayPal knows how to process payments. The issue was that local market expertise doesn't translate automatically into global system compatibility. Visa faces the same challenge, but amplified. NuPay and Prisma's systems were optimized for Argentine market conditions that change rapidly and unpredictably. Currency devaluation events, regulatory shifts, and economic policy changes happen on timelines that global payment systems aren't designed to accommodate. Integration means either rebuilding those local systems to work with Visa's global infrastructure, which eliminates the local expertise that made the acquisition valuable in the first place, or adapting Visa's global systems to handle Argentine-specific requirements, which creates operational complexity that could affect performance in other markets. The competitive landscape presents an even more serious challenge. Mercado Pago isn't just another payment processor. It's an integrated ecosystem that combines payment processing, e-commerce, lending, and financial services into a platform that creates genuine customer lock-in. Their merchant relationships aren't transactional. They're strategic partnerships that provide everything from inventory financing to sales analytics. Visa's acquisition gives them payment processing capability, but it doesn't give them the ecosystem depth that drives customer retention in markets where switching costs are traditionally low. The numbers tell the story. Mercado Pago processes approximately 40% of Argentina's digital payments. But more importantly, their merchants use an average of 4.2 different Mercado Libre services. That's not payment processing. That's platform dependency. Visa's acquisition positions them to compete for transaction volume, but not necessarily for the strategic merchant relationships that generate long-term revenue stability. JP Morgan's analysis raises serious questions about the acquisition valuation. $1.5 billion for companies generating $500 million in annual revenue represents a 3x revenue multiple, which sounds reasonable until you factor in the regulatory and economic risks specific to Argentina. Similar payment processing assets in stable markets typically trade at 2 to 2.5 times revenue. Visa is paying a premium for assets in a market where regulatory changes could significantly impact profitability with minimal advance notice. The inflation dynamic cuts both ways, and the negative aspects could be severe. Yes, high inflation drives payment digitization as consumers and businesses seek more efficient transaction processing. But it also drives operational costs higher, reduces consumer spending power, and creates currency exposure that's difficult to hedge effectively. When inflation hit 50% in 2022, payment processing costs in peso terms increased by 38%, while transaction volume growth slowed significantly. If Argentina experiences another inflation spike, which economic forecasts suggest is likely, Visa could face a situation where their operational costs are rising faster than their revenue growth. Regulatory uncertainty represents perhaps the most significant long-term risk. Argentina's fintech regulations are still evolving, and policy changes that seem beneficial today could become problematic tomorrow, depending on political and economic developments. The 2022 fintech law created opportunities for foreign investment, but it also established reporting requirements and operational restrictions that could limit Visa's ability to integrate NuPay and Prisma's operations with their global systems. Future regulatory changes could be more restrictive, particularly if Argentina experiences economic instability that leads to more protectionist policies. There's also a fundamental question about whether this acquisition addresses Visa's core challenge in Latin America or just postpones it. Visa's underperformance in the region isn't primarily about lacking local payment processing capability. It's about competing in markets where local champions have structural advantages that acquisition alone doesn't overcome. Local companies understand regulatory relationships, cultural payment preferences, and economic patterns that international companies struggle to navigate regardless of their technical capabilities. The historical analogy isn't encouraging when you look beyond Visa's successful Yellow Pepper integration. Consider MasterCard's acquisition of VocaLink in 2016, which was supposed to accelerate their expansion into real-time payment systems globally. The integration took longer than projected, cost more than anticipated, and delivered market share gains that were significantly below initial forecasts. The fundamental issue was that acquiring local expertise doesn't automatically translate into sustainable competitive advantage, particularly in markets where established competitors have ecosystem advantages. Capital allocation concerns are legitimate when you consider Visa's other growth opportunities. $1.5 billion represents significant resources that could be deployed toward expanding in markets with less regulatory risk, better competitive positioning, or higher margin opportunities. North American fintech acquisitions, European payment infrastructure investments, or Asian digital wallet partnerships might generate superior returns with lower execution risk. The integration timeline could also work against Visa's competitive positioning. Major fintech integrations typically require 12 to 18 months for basic operational compatibility and another 12 to 24 months for full strategic integration. During that period, Mercado Pago and other local competitors aren't standing still. They're continuing to expand their ecosystem capabilities and deepen their merchant relationships. Visa could complete a successful integration only to discover that the competitive landscape has shifted dramatically while they were focused on operational challenges. Market penetration assumptions underlying the bull case may also be overly optimistic. Argentina's digital payment growth has been impressive, but it's coming from a very low baseline, and much of the easy growth, pandemic-driven adoption among previously unbanked populations has already occurred. Future growth may require competing directly with established players for existing customers, rather than capturing new market entrants, which is a much more challenging and expensive proposition. The reality is that this acquisition represents a significant bet on Visa's ability to execute a complex integration in a challenging market while competing against locally optimized ecosystems that have structural advantages. The payoff could be substantial, but the execution risks are real, and the competitive challenges are formidable. So what does this actually mean for the people who matter? The investors, institutions, and individuals who need to make decisions based on this information. Let's walk through the implications systematically, because the impact varies dramatically depending on your position and objectives. For retail investors holding Visa stock, this acquisition represents both opportunity and risk in roughly equal measure. The opportunity is straightforward. If the integration succeeds and Argentina's digital payment market continues growing at current rates, Visa's Latin American revenue could increase by 20 to 30% over the next 3 years. On a company generating $29 billion in annual revenue, even a 2 to 3% total revenue increase translates to meaningful earnings per share growth that should support stock price appreciation. But retail investors need to understand that this upside comes with execution risk that's difficult to quantify. Unlike domestic acquisitions, where integration challenges are well understood, cross-border fintech integrations in emerging markets have highly variable outcomes. The difference between successful integration and problematic integration could easily represent a 10 to 15% swing in Visa's stock price over the next 18 months. If you're holding Visa as a core position in a diversified portfolio, that volatility may be acceptable. If you're overweight Visa or holding it as a growth speculation, you should consider whether you're comfortable with the uncertainty. The timing considerations for retail investors are particularly important. Integration challenges typically surface 6 to 12 months after acquisition announcements, which means any negative surprises would likely impact stock performance in late 2025 or early 2026. Positive surprises, successful merchant migrations, better than expected cross-selling results, or faster revenue synergies would likely become apparent over a similar time frame. Retail investors should expect meaningful news flow about integration progress throughout 2025 and position accordingly. Institutional investors face a more complex calculus because their position sizes and mandates create different risk-reward dynamics. For large-cap growth funds, this acquisition enhances Visa's emerging market exposure in a way that could support long-term outperformance relative to other payment networks. The strategic positioning benefits, particularly the potential to replicate this approach in other Latin American markets, justify the near-term execution risk for investors with multi-year time horizons. But institutional investors also need to consider concentration risk and correlation effects. This acquisition increases Visa's exposure to Latin American economic volatility and currency fluctuation at a time when many institutional portfolios are already overweight emerging market risk. Through other holdings, the correlation between Argentine economic performance and broader Latin American markets means this acquisition could increase portfolio volatility beyond what individual position sizing would suggest. Fund managers specifically should pay attention to how this acquisition affects Visa's competitive positioning relative to MasterCard and American Express. If the integration succeeds, Visa gains a significant advantage in Latin American expansion that could take competitors years to replicate. That creates potential for sustained outperformance in the payment network sector. However, if integration challenges emerge, Visa could face a period of underperformance while competitors pursue less risky growth strategies in more developed markets. For the companies directly involved, the implications are transformative but complex. NewPay and Prisma's existing merchant base gains access to Visa's global network, fraud protection capabilities, and cross-border transaction processing that could significantly expand their business opportunities. Merchants who previously couldn't accept international payments cost-effectively now have access to Visa's full-service suite, which should drive transaction volume growth and merchant retention. However, those same merchants also face uncertainty about service continuity during integration, potential pricing changes as Visa standardizes its fee structure, and questions about whether local market expertise will be preserved as operations are integrated into global systems. Merchants who chose NewPay and Prisma specifically because they provided Argentina-optimized services may find that integration diminishes the local advantages that made those relationships valuable. Regulatory implications deserve specific attention because they affect multiple stakeholder groups. Argentine regulators are generally supportive of foreign investment in fintech infrastructure, but they're also protective of local market interests and consumer protection standards. The integration process will likely involve extensive regulatory review and potentially new compliance requirements that could affect timelines and costs. For other fintech companies operating in Argentina, this acquisition changes the competitive landscape significantly. Smaller local payment processors now face competition from a global network with vastly superior resources, which could accelerate industry consolidation. However, it also validates the value of local market expertise and could increase acquisition interest from other global payment companies looking to replicate Visa's strategy. The consumer impact is likely to be positive over the medium term, but potentially disruptive in the near term. Argentine consumers should eventually benefit from improved payment security, broader merchant acceptance, and better cross-border transaction capabilities. However, integration periods often involve service disruptions, interface changes, and fee structure modifications that can create temporary inconvenience. From a macroeconomic perspective, this acquisition represents a significant vote of confidence in Argentina's long-term economic stability and regulatory environment. $1.5 billion in foreign direct investment in financial infrastructure suggests that global companies see Argentina as an attractive market despite current economic challenges. That could encourage additional foreign investment and support peso stability. But it also increases Argentina's integration with global financial markets in ways that could amplify economic volatility during future crises. If Argentine economic conditions deteriorate significantly, Visa's global exposure could create additional pressure on local currency and payment systems. For investors considering broader fintech exposure, this acquisition provides a useful benchmark for evaluating other emerging market expansion strategies. The success or failure of Visa's integration approach will influence how other global financial companies think about organic growth versus acquisition-based expansion in developing markets. Positive outcomes could accelerate similar deals throughout Latin America, creating opportunities in local fintech companies that become acquisition targets. The currency implications are particularly important for any investors with peso exposure or those considering Argentine asset allocation. Visa's integration success depends partly on peso stability, which means the acquisition creates a high-profile stakeholder with strong incentives to support Argentine economic policies that maintain currency stability. that could reduce devaluation risk in the near term, but increase correlation between Argentine economic performance and global payment network stability. Looking ahead 12 to 18 months, the key indicators to watch are integration milestone achievements, merchant retention rates, transaction volume growth relative to market averages, and any regulatory developments that affect foreign-owned payment infrastructure. These metrics will determine whether this acquisition becomes a template for emerging market expansion or a cautionary tale about the complexity of cross-border fintech integration. The actionable intelligence here is straightforward. This acquisition represents a strategic inflection point for Visa that creates both opportunity and risk for stakeholders across multiple categories. The magnitude of both the opportunity and the risk is substantial enough that it should influence portfolio allocation, competitive strategy, and market positioning decisions for anyone with meaningful exposure to payment networks, Latin American markets, or fintech innovation. The success of this integration will likely determine not just Visa's competitive position in Latin America, but the broader strategic approach that global payment networks take toward emerging market expansion over the next decade. That makes this acquisition a bellwether for much larger trends in global financial infrastructure development. For individual decision makers, the key is matching your risk tolerance and time horizon to the specific type of exposure this acquisition creates. High reward potential, meaningful execution risk, and outcomes that will be largely determined over the next 18 to 24 months. Position accordingly. Visa's $1.5 billion bet on Argentina represents the collision of global payment ambition with local market reality. They're acquiring proven infrastructure and institutional knowledge that money alone cannot buy, positioning themselves to capture growth in a market expanding at 45% annually. But they're also inheriting the operational complexity, regulatory uncertainty, and competitive challenges that make emerging market expansion so difficult to execute successfully. The integration will succeed or fail based on Visa's ability to preserve the local expertise that made NuPay and Prisma valuable while leveraging global scale advantages that justify the acquisition premium. I predict this acquisition becomes the template for payment network expansion throughout Latin America, but only if Visa can complete integration within projected timelines and demonstrate sustainable competitive advantage against ecosystem players like Mercado Pago within the next 2 years. That's Edge Capital Insights for today. I'm Sloan. Stay sharp, stay skeptical.